Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Steve Jess. Montana's Republican Party has a new leader. Delegates at the party's convention over the weekend rejected the most conservative candidate, settling on an experienced lawmaker and party insider. The theme for the event was Sweep 16, for the party's goal of sweeping conservatives into statewide office in the 2016 election. But the sweep started a little early.
Nominations are now open for chairman of the Montana Republican Party.
Incumbent GOP Chair Will Deshaw of Missoula was up for a fourth two-year term. Behind the scenes, some conservatives in the party wanted Deshaw replaced, blaming him for tolerating moderates who didn't stick to the party platform, like the handful of Republicans who helped Democrats pass Medicaid expansion in the 2015 legislature. There was little sign of this infighting on the convention floor until Delegate Tammy Hall of Bozeman took the podium to formally nominate Deshaw for another term.
Let me tell you what Will is not. He is not a dictator, he is not a bully, and he is not a socialist. And if I hear one more Republican make that statement, I am going to throw up. Grow up, people. Stand up for the person you believe in without tearing somebody else down. When did we become Democrats? I am really tired of this. This is a good man. If you don't want to support him, don't support him. But please stop these personal attacks.
Veteran GOP lawmaker Jeff Essman of Billings, one of Deshaw's challengers, echoed the theme of reducing conflict inside the party, though he described it in a much more low-key fashion.
Instead of attempting to settle our disagreements behind closed doors, we are airing them on the opinion pages of the paper. Anger and finger-pointing are counterproductive to our cause. Actions taken in anger rarely have good outcomes. The time has come for this to stop.
The other challenger in the race, former Madison County Commissioner Dan Happel, focused on the need to stay true to conservative principles.
There's a place for everybody in this party as long as they follow our Constitution, our state Constitution, and they follow the party platform.
Deshaw, the incumbent, focused on his dedication to the party and the success it's had under his leadership, regaining a Republican majority in the legislature, as well as sending a Republican senator and congressman to Washington in 2014.
I'm dedicated to this party and have been since the day that I was elected in June, 6 years ago. It has been my life. I'm ready to win more races. I hope that you are as well. And one last thing. I pledge I will never embarrass the party or any candidate and have not knowingly done it in the past.
Once the speeches were over, it was time for the more than 200 delegates to cast their ballots, a process complicated by a new rule approved earlier that afternoon. No one could be elected to a party post without getting an outright majority. The first round of ballots produced no clear winner, but one loser, Will Deshaw, was out. Deciding between Essman and Happel took another half hour for another round of ballots.
I will call the meeting back to order and welcome our new chairman, Jeff Essman.
Outside the meeting hall, Essman told reporters he preferred to look ahead to the 2016 election instead of analyzing his defeat of a sitting party chairman.
The fact that we've got these statewide races on this ballot really meant that people wanted to bring the party together and move forward to elect these Republicans. My strength is in organization, and I believe that credibility will help me lead this party and serve this party.
Before the convention, Will Deshaw had hoped to be reelected on a ticket with Tammy Hall as his vice chair. Deshaw and Hall both lost their races as the party picked Essman and stuck with incumbent vice chair Senator Jennifer Fielder of Thompson Falls. I'm Steve Jess.